Two Different Hopes and Callings. In his book, The Fellowship of the Mystery, a study of the book of Ephesians, Ike T. Sidebottom reminds us that we must be careful not to confuse the hope and calling of Christ's earthly inheritance, Israel, with the hope and calling of his heavenly inheritance, the present-day believers, the body of Christ. We must also be careful not to confuse the earthly glory that awaits Israel with the heavenly glory that awaits Christ's body. The following scriptures will enlighten us concerning our position in Christ and Christ in us, our hope of glory. Colossians 3 verses 1 through 4, Philippians 3 verses 20 through 21, and 2 Timothy 4, 8. During his Acts period ministry, Paul was bound with a chain for the hope of Israel, Acts 28 verse 20. But immediately following his proclamation to the Jews in Acts 28, 28, he was in bonds for the mystery of the gospel, Ephesians 6 verses 18 through 20. This means that from the beginning of Paul's ministry, Acts 9 verse 20, to the setting aside of national Israel, Acts 28, 28, a period of about 21 years he suffered for Israelites. But after he had delivered God's final appeal to Israel as a nation, he became a prisoner for the Gentiles, Ephesians 3 verse 1.